Ford doubles down on Kentucky as truck demand stays strong. Ford Motor Company is directing $1 billion into its Kentucky truck plant, one of the highest volume and most profitable manufacturing facilities in the American auto industry, in a capital allocation decision that prioritizes near-term free cash flow generation over accelerated EV transition timelines. The Kentucky truck plant in Louisville produces the Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator, two body-on-frame SUVs that consistently rank among the highest-margin vehicles in Ford's portfolio. The $1 billion investment is earmarked for production upgrades, tooling, and infrastructure to support continued truck and SUV manufacturing at the facility. Specific production capacity targets and completion timelines were not disclosed in available reporting. Ford has not publicly named a senior executive to serve as the spokesperson for this specific capital commitment, and no attributed quotes from company leadership were available in source material at time of publication. What the dollar figure communicates, absent commentary, is directional enough. Ford's capital committee is doubling down on the internal combustion engine segment that funds everything else the company is trying to build. For institutional investors, the implications extend well beyond Louisville. Every dollar Ford allocates to Kentucky is a dollar not flowing toward its EV unit, Ford Model E, which reported an operating loss of $5.1 billion in 2024, according to Ford's full-year financial disclosures. The Kentucky investment is a balance sheet defense move dressed up as an expansion announcement. The Kentucky truck plant's role in Ford's financial architecture. The Kentucky truck plant is not a legacy asset in the pejorative sense. It is a cash engine. The Expedition and Navigator sit in a vehicle segment where average transaction prices have remained above $70,000 for multiple consecutive quarters, according to industry pricing data. Body-on-frame SUVs built on truck platforms carry bill of materials profiles that, at current transaction prices, generate contribution margins that few vehicle segments in the domestic market can match. Ford's internal segmentation, reported under its Ford Pro and Ford Blue business units, separates commercial and ICE passenger vehicle profitability from EV losses. Ford Blue, the segment housing vehicles like the Expedition, generated an operating margin of approximately 7.4% in 2024 per Ford's annual results. That margin profile, on a revenue base that includes high-ASP trucks and SUVs, is the financial justification for a $1 billion reinvestment cycle. The math is straightforward. If the Kentucky plant produces in the range of 80,000 to 100,000 units annually, a figure consistent with publicly available plant capacity data, though Ford has not confirmed current run rates for this investment cycle, and those vehicles carry average transaction prices above $70,000, the facility represents a potential annual revenue contribution exceeding $5.6 billion at the low end. Against a $1 billion capital outlay, the implied payback period is short, assuming no structural demand deterioration in large SUVs. At a $70,000 plus average transaction price and production volumes consistent with historical plant capacity, the Kentucky truck plant's revenue potential makes a $1 billion reinvestment a defensible allocation, even under conservative demand assumptions. Tariff exposure and the domestic production premium, the 2026 trade environment, adds a layer of strategic logic to domestic manufacturing investment that did not exist with the same force in prior years. The Trump administration's automotive tariff structure, which imposed a 25% tariff on imported vehicles and a phased tariff on foreign-sourced auto parts beginning in 2025, has materially altered the landed cost calculus for vehicles assembled outside the United States. Ford, which operates assembly facilities in Mexico and Canada under legacy USMCA arrangements, faces a more complex tariff exposure profile than its domestic-only production numbers suggest. A Kentucky-assembled Expedition carries a tariff risk profile that is structurally superior to vehicles with higher foreign parts content or offshore final assembly. By investing in Kentucky capacity, Ford simultaneously strengthens its tariff-resilient production base and reduces its exposure to future trade policy escalation. This mirrors a capital allocation pattern visible across the auto and industrial sectors in 2025 and into 2026. Companies are pulling forward domestic capital expenditure decisions that might otherwise have been deferred, treating the current tariff environment as a durable structural condition rather than a temporary negotiating tactic. For private equity firms with industrial manufacturing exposure, this repricing of domestic production assets is a thesis-confirming development. ICE versus EV. Ford's capital allocation is a strategic signal. Ford's decision to invest $1 billion in an ICE platform facility, announced in 2026, arrives as the company continues to reassess the pace of its EV buildout. Ford previously announced delays in production volume reductions for the F-150 Lightning and paused some EV-related capital commitments at its Blue Oval SK Battery joint venture with SK On. The pattern is consistent. Ford is rationing EV capital while reinforcing the ICE and hybrid segments that generate the operating cash flow to fund future transitions. General Motors pursued a comparable pivot in 2024, reducing its Cruise autonomous vehicle funding and redirecting capital toward truck and SUV capacity. The parallel is not coincidental. Both companies arrived at the same conclusion. The EV transition will be longer and more capital-intensive than projected, and the ICE franchise must remain healthy enough to finance it. For institutional investors benchmarking Ford against Stellantis or Toyota, the Kentucky announcement reframes the investment thesis. Ford is not an EV company that also sells trucks. It is a truck company that is funding an EV experiment from truck profits. That distinction matters for valuation. Caption: Ford's segment financials illustrate the ICE-to-EV subsidy dynamic underpinning the Kentucky investment decision. What institutional capital should price into Ford's manufacturing footprint? The $1 billion Kentucky commitment has three implications for private equity and institutional investors with automotive supply chain or manufacturing exposure. First, Tier 1 suppliers serving the Expedition and Navigator platforms, including seat systems, chassis components, and powertrain suppliers, will see demand visibility extended. A $1 billion OEM capital expenditure commitment to a specific platform is an informal demand signal to the supply base. Suppliers with concentrated exposure to this plant should see improved contract renewal leverage. Second, industrial real estate and logistics infrastructure in the Louisville corridor benefits from extended plant life and increased throughput. Distribution networks, warehousing, and inbound logistics capacity tied to Kentucky truck plant volumes gain duration. Third, Ford's equity valuation remains hostage to how the market weights ICE cash flows against EV losses. At Ford's current trading range, the stock has historically traded at a discount to the intrinsic value of its ICE franchise, in part because EV losses obscure the underlying earning power of Ford Blue and Ford Pro. A sustained commitment to high-margin ICE platforms, evidenced by capital allocations like the Kentucky investment, supports the case for a sum-of-the-parts valuation approach that assigns standalone multiples to each segment. The Placamium view the market is reading the Kentucky announcement as a manufacturing headline. We read it as a capital allocation confession. Ford's $1 billion commitment to an ICE platform in 2026 is an admission that the EV transition timeline has been reset, that ICE-free cash flow remains the load-bearing wall of the company's financial structure, and that domestic production premiums under the current tariff regime have become a genuine competitive moat rather than a compliance checkbox. The second-order play here is not Ford equity. It is the Tier 1 and Tier 2 supplier base that has been undervalued on the assumption that ICE platform investment was winding down on a 5-year horizon. That horizon has been extended. Suppliers with long-cycle tooling and platform-specific content on body-on-frame truck architectures are now sitting on asset lives that the market has not fully repriced. We also flag a contrarian risk. If large SUV demand softens materially, driven by fuel price volatility or a consumer credit cycle that compresses high-ticket discretionary purchases, the $1 billion capital expenditure commitment becomes a stranded asset conversation. Ford's bet is that the Expedition and Navigator buyer is credit resilient and brand loyal. That assumption has held for a decade. It is not guaranteed to hold for another. The structural thesis favors Ford's decision. A company that knows where its cash comes from and invests to protect it is more bankable than one that chases a transition it cannot yet afford. The bottom line, Ford's $1 billion Kentucky investment is the clearest statement, yet that ICE truck and SUV production will remain the company's primary capital return engine through at least the end of this decade. For institutional investors, the actionable read is supply chain duration extension, domestic manufacturing asset revaluation under the current tariff structure, and a sum-of-the-parts lens on Ford equity that separates the profitable ICE franchise from the loss-generating EV segment. The next test is whether Ford's 2026 capital allocation guidance confirms Kentucky as the first of several ICE reinvestment decisions, or a one-time defense of a single flagship platform.